Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539.
Call right now.
Kind of a weird question, and I don't know if anybody has the story off the top of their head, but I bet if you think about it, you will be able to answer this question, and that is, what is the weirdest way someone you know died? 833-JOE-ALEX. Now, the reason we bring this up is the story that's been trending yesterday and today. It's about a tiny Taiwanese woman known as Bikini Climber. She tragically died after freezing to death following a fall. Her name is Gigi Wu. She's 36 years old and was on a 25-day hike when she stumbled 65 feet down a ravine into this mountain. Due to the impact of the fall, she sustained injuries to her leg and was able to move at the time. Despite her many calls for help, emergency responders were not able to get to her immediately because the weather conditions were so bad. Oh. And a day later, about 28 hours later, she was airlifted out but pronounced dead. So that's kind of a weird, strange way that somebody passed away. And I think my story is kind of weird, too. And you can share yours, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. This is when I was a kid. I remember going to the funeral. My mom told me, but we've talked more about it as an adult. My cousin, I have a lot of family that's in the military. I can't. I'm too fat. I got asthma and I'm flat-footed. But he was in the Air Force, and they were out somewhere, I forget where, on the, like the west part of the country, west side, and they were going through mountain ranges doing some training maneuvers in and out, and something happened where he was supposed to pull up. You know, you're going side to side in the mountains, and then they're supposed to pull up, and something with his controller stick, whatever you call it, got jammed, and he tried to eject, but he couldn't eject in time, and he ended up dying. He went right into the mountainside. It was a big fireball crash. Oh, the weird thing, too, by the way, about this is my mom had a dream the night before about a big fireball crash.
No way.
Yeah. We've talked about that before on the show. And, you know, my mom kind of had a little dream about that. But that is one weird, crazy, strange, not normal way to pass away. That's how my cousin did. He, you know, his airplane went right into the mountain.
One of my friends had an uncle that had a heart attack while he was on the toilet and died on the toilet.
Oh, my God. Isn't that what happened to Elvis?
Is it? Oh, yeah. You're right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Wow. I've had a story where I almost passed away. I was riding a little mule or a little donkey, and this was in Arizona on some canyon.
Okay.
And for some reason, my donkey stopped.
Nope.
Everyone else has kept going, and I'm telling you, we were right on the edge, right on the ledge. I'm just looking down. My donkey decides to do a 180. Like, he wants to turn around and go the other way, and he's turning around on this skinny path. And I'm like, this is it.
First mistake was doing this donkey ride in the first place.
Yeah, know, he's like, you know what? Get off of me.
But
we're going down together.
Praise God, I'm still here.
Someone tweeted us and said they know somebody who died by accidentally they could be making this up. They said, someone accidentally died by having tomato soup injected into them instead of a blood transfusion.
There's no way that's made up. Can we Google that one real quick? While we do that, you call us 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. There's no way that happened.
My neighbor died because she fell off a ladder.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How high up was she?
I don't think that high. She was just like in her garage, like putting some things away, like decorations. And she fell off, and it actually killed her.
I had an uncle that fell four stories. He was working up on ladders, like on the side of the building. He lived, like he broke a leg. It's amazing what can't do it. So,
crazy.
Live the web, girl. What do we got?
Spooky6 on Instagram said, a Taco Bell death. My mom's friend was on vacation with her daughter. They stopped for Taco Bell and went back to their hotel. And while the daughter was in the shower, the mom choked on her Taco Bell and died.
Oh, my God. Oh. I've choked on a hard taco before, too. That's why I only go soft.
Yeah, we're talking about the craziest ways people have died.
All right, let's kick it off with Courtney this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. What's the story?
So when I was in high school, my friends used to go down to like Rankin Road and like watch people drag race or whatever. And one night they went out there and they were on their way home, and the friend of ours that was in the passenger seat got struck in the head with a bullet.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
And they don't know where the bullet came from. They don't know who shot him. Like, or if it was just, they were like, maybe it was a stray bullet. Like, they didn't know. Like, the cops never figured it out.
That's so sad.
Super random and just, like, so sad. He was only, like, 17. Mm.
That is super random. Just like, because it wasn't somebody there like pointing a gun. It was like nobody there.
No, they were driving down the road like they were on their way home, like just driving down the street. And he was like mid conversation with them. There was like four people in the car.
That would mess me up for so long. Like I'd still be in therapy. Yeah. That is insane.
I could not even imagine. I was going to go with them. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, good thing you didn't go. Gosh, it could have been you, Courtney. Hey, thank you for calling in. Is this producer Pork Chops, Chase?
Hey, what's up, man?
No, that's not my Chase.
I don't know if it was your boyfriend. Hey, what's up, Chase? What's your story? Kind of a weird death.
Yeah, so I went on a Costa Rica trip with like 15 of my fraternity brothers after we'd all graduated college. And we went on a scuba diving trip. And the instructor that was kind of teaching us how to do things had a blackout and died in front of us. And we had to take him back to the boat and drive the boat back to the dock. And it was a huge ordeal.
Oh, my gosh. Yikes. Did you realize like you were in trouble with him? You knew something was up?
We had never scuba dived before, so we didn't really know what the situation was. We just kind of noticed that he wasn't moving. So one of my other friends swam up to him. And he was like, his eyes are rolled in the back of his head. So pulled him up to the surface and pulled him back to the boat. And when he got to the boat, there was kind of a medical guy there, and he checked his pulse, and he was pronounced dead on the scene.
Wow. Holy smokes. Goodness. Do you ever watch The Office?
Yeah, I love The Office.
Okay, remember when Creed said, if I can't scuba, what's this all been about?
Yeah, I watched that episode was on TV last night.
Hey, thank you, Chase, for calling in and sharing that. Let's wrap up this morning with Tracy. What happened with your uncle?
My uncle is from Dallas. He was security guard in a big, like a building.
Yeah.
He fell 21 stories when he stepped into an elevator, and it wasn't there.
Oh, God, Tracy, now you're scared.
Oh, my gosh, that is like my biggest fear.
And he was like the night security, so...
There was not a lot of light.
The next morning.
Yeah. Oh well, and he God. Probably, if it was dark and it was at night, there probably wasn't a lot of lights on for him to see. The elevator wasn't there, right?
Right. He just stepped in and,
oh my goodness.
And fell 21 stories.
Oh
it was
my
gosh. Horrible.
So God, sorry.
So
that's
sorry
horrible.
To hear that.
Life is so precious, you know? You always gotta...
I know.
No
yeah,
kidding.
That was terrible.
That is. I mean, I'm kind of a lazy guy, but that story makes me want to take the stairs from now on.
Well, that'd be good. It'd be good for Joe's journey, right?
No, and, hey, who say that you wouldn't fall down the stairs, Joe? I mean...
I'd have a chance to try to catch myself. That is just... I can't even imagine that.
Whoa.